You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast with your host, Andy, Micah, Nate.
Kind of forgot about what you were doing there.
All remote. Well, yeah. It's been a while since we've done one, so.
It has been, since everybody's been here.
Yeah, it's actually probably better that we're remote so that you two don't get in a freaking fist fight. So, that works out.
It's all in good fun.
Oh, I love it because I just stoked the fire. I get people's ears listening to get you two fighting. It actually works really good for me. Poking the bears, as you should say.
Yeah, I don't let Micah bug me too much. It'd be all right.
Yeah, I don't think about Andy too much either.
oh yes, you do.
I knew it.
It's pretty easy to forget.
See how I did was plant a seed just now for you two, and I let you two water it, and it grew.
Yeah.
What's up, boys? So it's been a minute.
It has been a little bit. Look at me. I'm at my house. I got internet, boys.
Yeah, that's the first thing we need to bring up. Micah is actually the most technologically advanced now of the three of us because he has fiber now.
Yeah, I was it's well overdue. Lived at our house for almost 12 years now and finally got internet. So pretty excited about it.
And you didn't have internet at all, really, besides like your hotspots and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like we used our phone and, we had to limit like how much Netflix or whatever you watched all the time. Be like, nope, you can't watch that. We're going to run out of data before the end of the month. So.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
Pretty exciting stuff. Yeah. And I got my pretty pink cup.
Looks purple.
More purple, actually.
Oh, man. See what he did there, Nate? He made sure to make fun of it before we could make fun of him.
Yep. Yeah, he's self-deprecating right now.
My wife is a collector of
Stanley
stupid
cups.
Big-ass cups. Mm-hmm. They're not even Stanleys. They're like
cheap right there versions. With you.
Yeah. There's nowhere to put them. Like, you can't put them in a regular cabinet. It annoys it. They're all laid down.
It annoys the shelf in a pantry of ours.
Yeah, it annoys the shit out of me. I'm like, why do you need so many? She's like, I like them. I just like them. They're pretty.
I like them a lot.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
Do what you want, I guess. Right?
Whatever makes them happy, man.
Don't they say that? Yeah. Happy wife, happy life?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
So it works. So we're recording this show, 2 days before, it comes out. We had a guest lined up that did not happen tonight. So we're going to do a BS session. We haven't actually done one of those in a while, so it kind of works out. We usually try to do a little Missouri Woods and Water team BS session, every couple, 6 months at least, kind of catch up on what we've been doing as a group, because we all kind of do different stuff. It's the same stuff, but different stuff at the same time. So we'll kind of do that. It'll be a good time. It's going to go wherever it goes. We might talk about turkey. We might not. We might talk about coyotes. We might not. I don't really know what we're going to talk about. But I do know.
Let's listen and find out.
Yep. I do know that we do have some sponsors to talk about before we get into the show. And we'll start with Athlon Optics. Man, I'm telling you, I don't know if you know this or not, Andy, but me and Mike are pretty big deals now.
All right, yeah.
We're about to be famous.
About,
if you heard.
Andy has heard. Did I tell you, I do need to you know, make fun of myself, basically.
I mean, is it bigger than the inside cover of the catalog, though?
No, it isn't. And that's awesome.
I'm just
proud of you. 2024 Athlon catalog. Andy is on the inside cover. I'm proud. And hey,
I mean, that's
and I,
cool.
I made it. I made it. I made the catalog.
I mean, I was hoping they were going to use the centerfold picture that I submitted, but they said that wasn't appropriate.
I made it. And then Micah's poor ass didn't make the catalog.
Nope. They were like, nope, that dude's too fat. We can't put him in there.
So if any, just to catch people up, for some dumbass reason, our friends at Athlon asked us if we wanted to be in a commercial. So we are going to be in a commercial this summer at some point for the new thermals that Athlon has, and we're excited about it. But the funny part is, so me, Andy, and Micah were talking, and the way this commercial is going is only two of us are in the commercial. So we had to decide who was going to be in the commercial, and we kind of got to talking between the three of us. And for the listener, Andy is like 6'6", 6'7". Micah is like 6'2", 6'1", somewhere in there.
6'1", yeah.
6'1", and I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
So between the three of us, we're like, there's no way they're going to put me and Andy together because that's a foot difference, right? It's just going to look weird. So it's either going to be me and Micah – or Andy and Micah, right? So, long story short, Andy got busy the night that we drove out there, so it ended up being me and Micah. But we're talking to our friend Dustin over at Athlon, and he actually brought pallets in case it was me and Andy that I was going to stand on.
No.
I swear to God.
He's like... He's like, yeah, I didn't know how it was going to. Yeah, he's like, I didn't know how it was going to work. So we brought some pallets because that would have been a big difference, and that would have been
hilarious. You didn't tell me that.
No, that's why I was waiting to record it. It would have been funny. It hurt a little bit. I'll be honest. You know, it hurt, but you know, it would have been funny to be close to your height and been like, that is so fake. But anyway, yeah, we don't know when it's going to come out. They were showing us some of the cuts that they filmed, and it looks really cool. I can't believe what you can do with a camera, honestly.
It was insane.
Yeah, the guys over there.
I mean,
I don't know. Snapchat you guys sent me, I'm excited to see it because there's some cool stuff you guys are doing, and you just hear them in the background stuff.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate.
It is really cool.
Sneaking around. You see that?
No, I didn't see her. It is really cool. They actually took some really cool pictures after the warehouse filming. And you guys are once we get them, you're going to laugh. Some are pretty funny. But, yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, we don't know when it's going to come out. I'm guessing sometime this summer. I think it's going to be on the – what is it, Micah? The Sportsman's Channel?
The Pursuit Channel.
Pursuit Channel.
Pursuit Channel.
It'll be on the Pursuit Channel. It'll be on some other outlets. It'll be on social media. Obviously we'll share it and stuff once it comes out.
Yeah, basically,
so it's pretty cool.
We wake up in the morning.
I know one thing,
and we piss excellence.
I know one thing though.
I will. You do have me on the coolness. I mean, a motion picture is always cooler than the photo art. So I'll give you guys that.
We'll see how it looks. I mean, I know it's going to look cool, but I know one thing. I don't think I would ever want to be an actor.
Oh shit!
Like, you know. No. Nathan had to do more than me, and just the portion that I was there for, you know, my half or whatever, I was like, this is intense. It was intense.
Do you remember the first thing we filmed? My freaking eyes were like, bug eyes.
Yeah, he had like, yeah, he like, he's like, I don't
dude,
know.
Close your eyes, man.
Dude, like, they were like, he's like, I don't know what to do with my face.
It was hilarious.
I don't know what to do.
They're probably immediately regretting.
And they're like, no. Well, that and like we had to redo it like a bunch, and Nathan just kept on blinking the entire time.
Yeah.
He's just like,
That's exactly what it was. Like, I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
They're like, try not to blink. I'm like, I can't help it. Every time I think about it, I do it more.
It was funny.
Don't blink. I was like closing my eye. I had my eyes closed. And then right when he would say action, I'd open them. And then it looked like I was smoking crack because I had my eyes like wide the hell open. It was fun. Dude. It was funny and fun. But anyway, all that to say, check out Athlon Optics.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Check them out. They're really good optics.
Obviously good stuff, or we wouldn't be supporting them the way, you know, the way they, and they wouldn't be supporting us, obviously, the way they do. But on the product side, I did just get a pretty sweet red dot from them for my shotgun for old turkey season.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that.
However, the mount that I got was not the right mount, so I'm still waiting to get that. Because I just have a Remington 870 for a shotgun. They don't have any type of a rail on it.
Not anymore, you
don't. And so I bought a sleeve to go actually on it. It's a Weaver.
Weaver? I mean, that is a brand.
Weaver. Yeah.
Yeah. Weaver makes a mount, like a little bracelet slides on top. You're supposed to be able to run pins through. Mine is like a millimeter, a couple millimeters off. I can't get the bolts in. So now I've ordered the rail and the tap set so I can go ahead and just tap my gun and put threads on it and actually attach a rail to the top of that.
Gotcha. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. And I saw that and that looked pretty cool, man. So yeah, check out Athlon Optics, Weber Outfitters. Stop in and see our friends over there.
Athlon Dealer.
Yes, they are Athlon Dealer. They've got their archery leagues going on right now. And so it is that time where you should be getting bows out, you know, springtime, if you haven't. Been shooting them all year round. I've got my targets back out. My son's actually been shooting. I have not been yet, but my son has been. And it's time to change his draw weight. So I need to do some YouTubing.
Got a little stronger, did he?
He did. And I need to do some YouTubing on how to change that on the Elite Ember, because I don't want to break it. So I know it's easy.
Just tighten the two.
I know it is, yeah, just.
Just tighten the two deals on the limb.
That's what I thought. Yeah. But
just keep them even.
Yeah, just know where you start, know where you finish.
Yeah, yep. You do it the same to both.
I wish I had a deal to test the poundage after the fact, you know what I'm saying? To know what it's at.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So check them out, Weber Outfitters. Later. Say what?
Heck yeah.
What? I said, what? There's a way we can do it, but we can talk about that later.
Gotcha. Turn yourself up just a little bit more, Andy, if you can. Morel Targets.
Turn yourself up.
I can't. Morel Targets, moreltargets.com. All the targets I said I have out are Morel's. The one I like the best for my house is the big one for my son. That way, if he screws up, has a missed shot, or a misfire, he does something wrong, he's still going to hit the target. The damn thing's 4x4. Maybe bigger than that, honestly. But it takes up a lot of space. So if he misses, he still hits the target somewhere. And I know the big roller is my other one. I love taking places. But it's actually sitting in front of the big one on the bottom, kind of keeping it up. And then also you can use it. If you've got too many arrows in the middle of that one, you can move down to that, and it's nice. So check them out, Braille Targets. I'm having a hard time reading all this. Lucky Buck Mineral. Which one of you boys have dumped mineral yet?
I've dumped mineral. Let's see, we're in April now. I dumped it like the first part of March, and I was out there last week. I was putting fertilizer down on my Lucky Buck clover plot. It was looking amazing, actually. So I was pretty happy with that.
Dude, your clover plot is looking fire. And actually, I'm a little jealous. I went and put my own little Lucky Buck clover plot in. So
good deal, man. I like it. I've been happy with it. And so I put a little fertilizer on it. I put a little bit of fertilizer on the corn that I plan on planting. But I noticed that I already need to add to my Lucky Buck. It's essentially gone. So
I have,
and some more of that.
I have dumped none yet. So
yeah,
I'm behind as well. Yeah, as I need far to stop by
Feldman's or something soon and get some, but man, it's busy as shit. And I'm having a hard time finding that time to get out there and do it real quick.
I stopped by Old Tractor Supply and it was already sold out. So
really,
I think they're, yeah, it must be working because people are using it.
It does.
I
mean,
I love this stuff.
Yep,
it does. Absolutely does.
On X Maps, man. Every time it feels like every time I open up my Onyx app, I find a new feature. I don't know if they keep updating and I just stumble into it, or I'm like, huh, that 3D feature on the mobile app blew my damn mind during that last Coyote tournament. Yeah, because you can kind of exaggerate where you're sitting and you can be like, okay, that's definitely going to be downhill, or that's definitely not going to be what I like. And it did help us in several situations, Micah, where we're like, that's not exactly what we were thinking. And you know, you can access those features by getting the, you know, single state, or like what we have is the all 50 states elite, I think is what it is, and save 20% by going to the website onxmaps.com. Use our code MWW20 and get 20% off that yearly subscription, which is nice.
And yeah, and thank you guys that are using that code. You know, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, keep using it.
Helps us out.
Yeah, I dropped a pin when I was out there. I decided to go on a little walkabout, and I found a new, what I think is going to be like a, I sent a snap to Nathan, and I was like, I think this is going to be like a thermal hub. It's got like three or four drainages going into it, not like real deep or nothing, but
they all come
together.
It's going to
be a hot spot. So I,
that's possible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I dropped a pin on the Onyx, and I'll go make a few sets there this, you know, come this fall time.
Yeah. Midwest Gunworks, use our code 5OFF, the number 5OFF, MWW, get 5% off. Andy, you should get your mounts from there if you haven't tried to.
I still want to see if they have any other type of mounts, if possible.
Yeah, because
I'm sure they got some.
If they exist, they'll probably have
all kinds of shotgun stuff.
Oh, they do. I mean, yeah.
They got shotgun stuff galore.
You ever notice that? Like, shotgun stuff seems harder to find than rifle stuff online, at least like in one store, one shop. And Midwest Gunworks blows everybody out of the water when it comes to shotgun stuff, because they are a
100%.
Shotgun repair facility as well as, you know, a seller of items. What are they, a Benelli repair? Is it Benelli?
I think they specialize in Benelli or something like that.
They're an authorized Benelli repair place. So, yeah, check out Midwest Gunworks out there in Peavely, which is in the St. Louis side of the state. Camo Fire. I have not gone on the app in a hot minute, actually, now that I think of it. Is it Sunday? Today's Sunday, right?
It's Sunday. Yeah, it's Sunday.
It's Trail Cam Sunday.
Idiot.
Sleeping Bag Sunday.
Is that what it is?
Sleeping Bag Sunday?
He's making shit up. I haven't found a single sleeping bag yet. Yeah, a bunch of tree stands, a little bit of everything, honestly.
Stand Sunday.
You jackass. Stand Sunday. All right, you're kind of right. But, yeah, hop on the app. And the other nice thing is if you don't find a deal that you're looking for on Camo Fire, what I've found is you can get on Black Ovis and find the item. You know, just because it isn't on a flash sale on Camo Fire, get on Black Ovis, which is their – sister company, blackovis.com, online retailer. They carry all kinds of stuff from, you know, camo to archery equipment to arrows. They have a custom arrow ID shop, which all three of us use.
They got some turkey decoys
that
I've been drooling over.
Yep.
I just haven't pulled the trigger on yet.
Yep. They've got all kinds of stuff, man. Camping, tents, sleeping bags, you know, just, and a lot of the stuff they have is like Alps Outdoors sleep bag. So, you know, kind of a double whammy for us. But if you do get on there, use the code MWW10 and save 10% off on your order. So, you know, you go buy a bunch of turkey decoys, and I think shipping is free after $50. So then you save yourself 10% after that too. So it's a win-win. And then finally, Reveal Cameras by Tacticam. We're super excited about the stuff coming down the pipe for Tacticam. We can't talk too much about it, but we do know this summer some cool stuff's going to happen with Reveal cameras, and we are here for it. We're already here
They're
for it.
They're always upgrading, always changing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
hey, you know what? A hidden you know, we know all these benefits for reveal other than just, you know, deer and whatever scouting like that. I know when my fields are getting sprayed. So I can,
there you go.
I can earmark when my fields got sprayed and kind of keep track of it through Tacticam whenever the sprayer goes around and triggers my camera.
That's a pretty nice little feature. There, see, there's always a positive to not going to get your cameras, right?
Exactly.
I think that's everybody, right? Yeah, that is. Okay, thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Thank you to you guys, our listeners, by the way. We appreciate all the reviews you give us. Hopefully you're popping on and giving us those 5-star reviews. If you don't like us, don't give us the 1-star. Just, you know, fuck off and don't like us.
Piss
right?
off. Move on.
Yeah. But you know, we appreciate that. We appreciate you subscribing to our YouTube channel, which this episode is going to be on. We've not been on our YouTube for a few weeks for some whatever reasons, but this one will be on YouTube. So we appreciate you all going. You know,
Mike got a nose job and we couldn't put it on there.
Yeah, got that breast enhancement.
I
am.
I'm looking better, ain't I?
Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah. Although there's something about your face, I just want to punch it.
Is there anything
not
I
so
can
much,
change
not so much
about
here
that?
Or here?
No. Here, I just more here. I want to punch it. Is there anything I can do about that? No.
No.
But I don't know. We appreciate everybody. Like I said, we've been. I don't know. We're coming up on 4 years, Andy. You know, for the listeners, we had a inside a argument between the three of us on what we should celebrate: 200 episodes or 4 years. Which one? Andy wanted to celebrate 4 years of a podcast, and me and Micah wanted to celebrate 200. So we compromised by not celebrating either of them.
No, we said screw it. Move on.
We didn't do either, really.
What episode is this?
This is 207.
Okay.
So well, next episode.
Based on Andy's calculations, it's 4 years, which he's not wrong.
Yeah.
But that means also when we started halfway through 2020, which means we had to start exactly in the 26th week of 2020 for that to be accurate. Just saying. For you to be accurate with 208, I guess, no. I'm kind of more looking at Memorial Day because we dropped on Memorial Day.
You're full of shit.
Yeah, I know. We dropped on Memorial Day 2020, our first episode. So I always look at Memorial Day as the, you know, the annual.
Wasn't our first episode, didn't we drop two at once?
Like
it was our intro and then an episode?
I don't remember.
On the same day?
Maybe.
I feel like it was. It don't matter.
Yeah. Anyway, Andy, we're about to hit 4 years. Congrats.
You too, buddy. You too. Years in on experience.
I was going to say, you made it to a quarter of those.
I feel like both you would be surprised about how many each of you have made it to. At one point in time, I kept track. I stopped. But based on the arguments you guys have with each other, Andy makes it to a lot more than we think he does or than we say he does, and Micah makes it to less than he thinks he does. And that's been just like within the last year, I think.
Funny because like in the winter, I can make a lot more of them.
Right.
And Micah, due to our occupations, misses a lot more just because that's his busy season. And in the spring, I miss a lot more, and fall. It's just
in summer.
Propane season and farming season.
Yeah.
How is farming going? You got all the corn in, right?
We got the corn planted, and we just actually went and checked everything today, and everything but like the last three fields we planted are up, so that's a good sign. But, we need rain drastically bad,
man. And like
I think everything does.
Dude, we had storms last week, and we got like a splash of rain. I mean, just barely any. I don't know about y'all. And
slid right by us.
Yeah, it just kind of like slipped right by.
So north of town got like a half inch, and south of town got less than a tenth. So it was just all over the place.
Not enough to do anything. Like it knocked the dust on our gravel road down for like an hour. And then it was just flying again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sucks. And I guess
hopefully this week they're calling for rain, and then after that we'll start planting beans. So
I think that's a good thing, though, for like turkeys, isn't it? A dry spring for a turkey is a good thing, isn't it?
A dry hatch,
yeah.
Like you want to, I mean, fairly dry up until they hatch, just so it doesn't flood away any nesting areas, right, or anything like that.
They don't get all wet and stinky.
And then like poults and stuff, you don't want them wet.
When do they start hatching? Like, I know obviously right now is the breeding season, but like, when do they start hatching?
I think it's fairly soon, actually, because I mean, there's hens nesting already. So, I mean, I would imagine it's like May. Oh, good question.
It is a good question.
We had that answer at one point in time. Remember that show we had with Raina Tile with MDC? She kind of talked to us about turkeys. But, you know, I'm not smart enough to remember those.
We've had a lot of great, knowledgeable people on. We just don't remember any of it.
We don't remember any of it. That's true. Although sometimes I don't remember.
I don't soak in any information.
I'm not a smart man. But let's just get me and Micah out of the way. Micah, how's your turkey hunting been?
I've seen a few driving down the road. That's about it.
Yeah, that's been my version of turkey season. Haven't fucking went. Andy, but I know you've been going a little bit.
I made it out once so far. Some other stuff popped up, kind of canceled up a couple of other ones. But I actually had a group of turkey behind my house that I was been watching. And the last time I heard them was Friday before turkey season started.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not heard nor seen them since. So, I've been told by a neighbor.
Go ahead.
I've been told by a neighbor that they're like about 1,000 yards away from where I was seeing them. They just shifted.
That's pretty normal for your place. It seems like late winter.
Yeah.
They'll be around, and then when you want them there, they're not there.
I need somebody to bump them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like youth season, you can almost always get on them at your place because it's a little earlier, and so they are still what I call a winter flock, whatever you want to call it. I don't. But then it kind of gets worse as
and then they come back on. Like after the season. It's weird. Like,
yeah,
they'll be back later, but
yeah,
I don't know. And then so I was watching those kind of disappeared on me a little bit, and me and Pat went out, was it Saturday morning, and had at least two gobbling. They started on the roost, and we had a choice to either set up on the field edge or push into the timber. From experience, they will fly down in that timber, and they like to hang in tight. It takes them a while to come out. I could only hunt until about 8:30. So we decided to go set up in the timber and probably 100 yards from where we think they're roosted at. So we snuck in, had good terrain, everything in our favor. And the undergrowth was actually fairly tall. I need to get in there and do some work. Dustin be ashamed of me. And sat down, and I would just lightly call with a mouth call, which I bought the Fox Pro 3-pack, the Ghost series. I really like those diaphragm calls for turkey. And I just kind of lightly called, and they would fire off every time. So I just slow played it. I wouldn't call for 10 minutes or so. And then you could tell they flew down, and they would still, every once in a while, they would still hit. So I just slow played it. And we could actually hear them walking and putting and stuff, but we could not see them yet. And I could hear hens coming from the other direction. And I would call, turkeys would gobble, they both double on us. Like, they're coming. I just need to slow play this.
Right.
They'll come looking for us here in just a minute. And so we were set up, ready to go. And anytime we thought they were going to pop over the crest of this hill in the timber, and we were going to be right on them. So we were waiting. I could still hear those hens. And all of a sudden, the hens started putting and just kind of like the nervous, like, hey, something's wrong. What in the hell? Like, what's going on? Like, we couldn't see them yet. Pat seen two of them at one point in time, could catch a glimpse of them every once in a while. And about that time, you heard them fly off. Like, they putted and like did like their, you know, warning type stuff and flew off. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, well, maybe they scared each other. You know, another group came in, they pushed each other out. We don't know. We were in the timber, so we figured it's a possibility. So we just slid down real slow, easy, and got repositioned where they were. Tried to pull back to, you know, like, hey, you forgot somebody, come back type deal. And I sat down and I changed to the pocket rocket, Scott Wilper, maybe left-handed pocket rocket. And I started playing it real soft. And about that time, Pat goes, Bobcat. I'm like, what? Where? 20 yards right in front of us, inside of a cedar tree. He goes, I just see its face right there. There's a bobcat. Like, the cedar tree had lost all of its pines on the lower part of it. In the middle of the timber. I don't know if you've seen it. It looks like a half-dead cedar tree, kind of. And it was in those little branches, just like looking through, trying to figure out where I was, calling. And yep, sure enough, we're like, well, we looked at each other. That's that. What happened to our turkey. So we had two toms probably within 60 yards working to us in the timber and got blown up by a bobcat.
Damn. That is kind of cool, though. I mean.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
It slinked off. It was a real dark-colored cat and slinked off through the timber, and that was that.
Good eyes on
Pat. I saw something pretty cool the other day. I dropped my kids off at school, and I was on my way to work, and drive past this field, and I see a turkey out there. I'm like, oh, that's a turkey. So I kind of slow down, and I look a little bit further, and there was two coyotes looking. Like, the turkey was looking at the two coyotes, and two coyotes were looking at it. They were just having a dead stare. They were probably like, I don't know, 60, 80 yards away from each other, maybe. And I was like, someone's going to have to do something here. And then, you know, finally the turkey got smart.
Have ourselves and took off. Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But it was pretty cool looking. The coyotes are looking like crap right now. You know, they're starting to lose their coats. So they are ugly.
Can't tell if it's mange or if it's losing their winter coat.
Freaking Scott Wilber already got it done. I don't know if I can't remember if I shared that picture with you guys, but he didn't kill the one. He didn't kill the triple beard, but you know, you got two tags. So he got another tom that's obviously a good one.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta take the opportunities given.
Exactly. But I'm like I said, me and Mike haven't done anything. I mean, I don't have any turkeys anywhere that I know of.
Right.
I know there's no turkeys on the one farm. The other farm that Baraka got killed off of, I've seen them there deer hunting this fall, but I never saw a turkey.
We don't know if there's any there right now.
Right, and I never saw a turkey on camera ever, but I did see a flock twice while I was hunting, but they were on the far west side of that property, and so I would assume they've moved further west based on just the way that area lays. I would assume they're further away than they were at that time, but who knows. But like the listeners know,
never know, man.
I don't give that much of a rat's ass. This is typically when like we've kind of slowed down our coyote hunting because technically right now we're not supposed to be hunting them with rifles during the day. But so kind of gives me a little bit of a break personally. Get really busy this time of year with track and baseball and basketball still going on. Wrestling just got over, but then there was Nationals, so just doing all kinds of shit all over the place. So typically it's nice to kind of take a step back after hunting for 6 straight months essentially, right? So but I am excited for turkey season to be over because we got an email about somebody having a coyote problem, and we might have to make a little drive one day, not too far from here, but I did get some information on where that problem is. So
right on.
I'll tell you guys off air.
Pretty big problem?
I don't know. I haven't talked to the actual landowner yet. I need to call him, but I've talked to our contact, and he said they're having a problem, and he said where they are in general. So
know some people, rob some people.
Hurry, me and him.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me and her got it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
No, you didn't.
No, I'm ready to get back after to do some summer dogging. You know, I'm hoping Austin will be cool and let me tag along with him once or twice. I want to see Tate work.
Yeah, for sure. So.
I seen old Tate today. Tate was out and about and running. I think he missed me.
Did he?
We're checking corn by their house, and he come barreling out of there. I'm like, well, it's going to go one of two ways. He's going to either recognize me, we're going to be good, or he ain't going to recognize me, and I'm going to be in for a bad day, because he was like a rocket right at me. I'm like, this is how a coyote feels. I'm a little scared.
Yeah, he invited me out a couple weeks ago, actually, one morning, and I couldn't freaking go. He thought I was off work that week. It was right before I started my new job, but I was doing stuff still for my old job, and I couldn't go. But we got some stuff we might be traveling for.
He's faunching at the bit.
We might be traveling with Tate, or he might be traveling with Tate to a different state, and hopefully we can all make it up there for that.
We'll have to get him on and see if we can, like, on the show, and then get some footage on our YouTube.
Yeah.
See if we can show people what we're talking about when we say dogging with Tate, and put it in perspective, maybe.
Right. For sure.
Yeah. He actually started a YouTube. He's got a few videos up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His last one was really good, actually.
Yeah. What was that? Predator Instincts.
Predatory YouTube? Instincts.
Predatory Instincts on YouTube.
Yeah. Predatory Instincts.
Shout
out to
his,
check it out.
Shout like out said, to his first just, YouTube page. His first channel. What was it? Preying on predators? Was that the original?
Preying on predators?
Yeah. I was like, on molesters? Dude. Like child molesters?
He says kind of like a double entendre, you know?
I guess it would work for both.
Either way, you know, whatever shows up first.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys got any kids here?
I'm fine with that.
Right?
Like, what would you do if you're hunting? This guy comes out of the woods. You guys got any of them little kids?
Shoot him too.
Yeah, that's when the three S's apply. Shoot, shovel, and shut up, man. Oh,
but they fit in the same ditch.
So I educated, by the way, speaking of this is going to make me sound like a predator. I educated 12, 16, and 17-year-old softball players.
Should we go ahead and stop this recording right now?
So you're talking about
I think we need to stop this recording, Micah.
So their coach, I helped coach my daughter's comp team, and the head coach was talking to the girls when we were doing hitting, and he said the three yeses, right? And I'm like, did you just say the three S's? He goes, no, the three S's. The three
we're
S's.
Take this team. We're going.
And he was talking about,
give
you know,
three S's.
You trigger your hips, you trigger your feet, and you are ready to trigger your hands, right? And I'm like, actually, the three S's would work too, because you shoot, you shovel, and you hit the shit out of the ball, and then you shut the hell up. You shut the other pitcher up when you hit it over the fence. I think that works for hitting as well. So it's kind of a double meaning. You can use
reaching,
it for
softball. Okay.
But they're like, what is the three S's? And I'm like, oh, it's shoot, shovel, shut the hell up. And they're like, when would you ever use that? I'm like, none of you hunt, obviously.
We can't tell you about it or else we wouldn't be shutting up.
Yeah.
But no, it's
we don't do that either.
Yeah. But it's never happened. But we have heard of it, that's for sure. But
Michael, you're like this. It's almost gone now. I invested, and it's almost melted, which is fine with me, but ice balls.
I heard of those. Yep,
like your whiskey drinks?
Yeah.
They're like little silicone forms. You fill them with ice, obviously, and make a circle ice cube. I think it increases the quality of your whiskey.
Yeah, they say it does. What's the deal? It melts slower because of the surface area.
Yeah. Yeah, no, back when I was slinging whiskey and beer and all that stuff back in the day, I had a bunch of different, you know, doohickeys and shit that you could do with that stuff. No, if anything, it looks cooler.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, honestly.
So I don't drink too much whiskey anymore.
I just kind of got started in it.
Great. What are you sipping on?
Hilltop.
Hilltop?
I believe it's what it's called.
Is that the kind you had in Colorado?
No, that's gone.
Oh.
That's gone.
That was called Elk.
Oh, that's right. Was that local to Colorado? Mm-hmm. Didn't you buy like a local?
No.
No?
Oh, okay. No, I wish I would have. But no, that actually one. I found that in Walmart in Warrensburg, but I think I don't know where I got that or where it's made out of. That's probably so far my favorite though is the Elk, and this is not bad either, but
yeah.
Would know a difference.
My favorite, like just regular drinking whiskey, I like Maker's Mark a lot.
Yeah.
Maker's Mark. And then what's that distillery there on 50 Highway?
Phantom.
Yeah, Phantom. So if you get the Phantom, I think it's cranberry. like Cran Raz or something like that, and you mix that with Maker's Mark, that's dangerous. Yeah. Really dangerous.
I remember you doing that one night.
Yeah.
I got some Snapchats.
Nah, it's good though. It really is. But nice. You got to be careful because it goes down like
sneak up on it, does it?
Yeah, it kind of goes down like juice. So you just kind of sit there and you can gulp it. So it's not a good deal. So.
Oh, well.
Right on.
So that's pretty much all we got going on right now. It's a slow spring, I would say, as far as hunting goes.
We've been doing some fishing. Get some stands.
Yeah.
You guys been fishing, yeah?
Your kids we've been fishing out here at the pond.
I've gotten the itch to go do some fishing. And my neighbor, just across the road, I mean, you know, 100 yards away or less, I guarantee you they probably wouldn't care if I just went over there and fish. I need to just go ask him. That way, if me and the kids want to get out there or something, it'd be a nice, easy little just walk over, see if we can catch something. Because I've kind of had the itch to do a little bit of fishing myself.
Yeah. Yeah, me and the boys went down the other night, and the oldest two boys got in the paddle boat, and we have an island in our pond, and they get over near the island, and Caden found a...
I didn't realize Nate rolled like that. He owns his own island.
I do. I'm a freak. I own an island. That's actually literally true.
Micah, we're not getting a big enough cut out of this podcast.
Yeah, no shit.
And there was a crappie laying up on the bank of the island, and so he went and grabbed it. It was already dead. And it just had a little blood on it. He's like, what could that have been? And I'm like, a lot of things, but I hope it's not an otter. That was the first thing I thought.
No joke.
I'm like, muskrats don't mess with fish, do they, or do they not? I don't know.
Ooh, I don't know.
They do.
I'm sure.
I bet it was a muskrat.
I mean, I would think they would.
I bet it was a muskrat because I know I got muskrats in between me and my neighbor all the time. Like they're like laying a trail. It's so bad now. Like you can tell where they're coming in and out. And I need to get Ethan out here and Pam to. I don't know if they're in season or not, but if they're causing problems to the dam, can you get them trapped? I don't know how that works. I have to ask him.
Oh, let's call MDC. I'm sure.
Yeah,
three S's.
The three yeses. But yeah. So we've been doing a little fishing, and that's been fun. I'm starting to wonder if I should stock the pond again or not, but I never know when you need to do that or all that jazz.
I think it like just depends on what size you're pulling out of there.
Well, so I've always heard this. I've heard crappie will overpopulate before bass will, but I don't know if that's correct. Okay. So that's my first problem is I don't know if that's actually correct. But lately, Caden has been catching a shit ton of little bass. And crappie. Like he's catching good sized crappie and small crappie, but a bunch of little bass, like you know, six inchers. Oh, you know.
If I'm not mistaken, like you
That's not little. Sounds, that's not little. Right? That's perfectly good size.
But if I'm mistaken, in order to get bigger bass, and someone's gonna tell me I'm wrong on this, but you're supposed to pull those small ones out because those will eat the food for the bigger ones.
I can see crappie. Yeah. Well, see, and that's what throws me off, because if I'm catching good-sized crappie, then I don't feel like we're overpopulated, but then we're catching nothing but smaller bass right now. So then, but it's hard. Like, Caden will eat what he catches if he gets the chance, but, like, the small bass, what are you going to do, fillet a little-ass bass that weighs a pound? There's nothing on it. And I feel bad banking fish.
No, because
that's a waste of a resource.
I think you're the pound to 2 pounders, I think, is the ones you're supposed to eat, like take out and leave like the three or betters,
right?
Is what I've been told.
Yeah, well, I'd have to start doing that, but and then like I haven't seen my grass carp in a while. We used to see that big bastard all the time. Haven't seen him in a while, which we don't have an issue.
Micah.
Damn it, Daryl slipped down into my pond and shot that little
We had to get
to do some bow fishing, though.
Hey, for real.
That snap
I gotta get my boat out.
That snap the other day was funny. Or was that Facebook where Daryl tagged us on a boat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and you're like, let's go down to a vote. And I'm like, unfortunately, I've got the final vote. Ha ha. Daryl's reply was F. I thought that was funny.
No, that thing was sweet.
That was badass.
That was probably like an $80,000, $90,000 rig, I'm sure. If not more,
if
any, I don't know.
If anybody wants to sponsor us a bow fishing boat.
Well here, I mean, technically, we kind of got a, I mean, you got a boat. We just
kind of had
a boat. Yeah. I got to get it out of the shed. And right now, it's still kind of put away in winter storage. So,
yeah.
Well, you need to get that thing out when you get the lights hooked up.
I know.
Come up with something. We got
to
do something.
Need to do some work on it.
Yep. Maybe we'll do a show one night. You come bring the boat over, or we'll go over to your house. We'll work on it, and then we'll go in the house and record later.
Fuck how retarded we are when it comes to putting lights on a boat.
You can't say retarded.
See, we're going to have to invite. Sorry.
Kicked off.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Done. But, yeah, we're going to need Daryl to help us with that because I don't know nothing.
Yeah. He's always sending videos of something broken. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what the hell I'm looking. You're showing me right now. Ooh, it's an engine.
It's expensive. It's expensive to do that stuff. I mean, all the stuff. I mean, it takes a lot of money, man. Yep. So I'm blessed to have the friends that I have. I can go mooch off them. I'll fill your gas tank, bud.
That's what I'm gonna say. I keep paying for gas and buy your food. You just keep doing the thing.
Yep.
But yeah, I am excited. I would like to go bow fishing soonish. You know, bow fishing honestly though is worse than thermal hunting because we drive so far away to do it. And then you're getting home at like freaking 3-4 in the morning. It's rougher than thermal hunting is for me.
It is, but I mean, it's easier for me because, you know, not slinging too much propane that time of year. So
right.
If I happen to run somewhere and take a nap for a few hours, it's not too big of a deal.
Yeah.
But it is, man. I there was one night morning. I don't think me and Andy got into our bed until freaking the sun was up.
I have a picture walking in the house, and I took a picture of the sun coming up.
Me and Andy got into our bed. You guys were sleeping together.
Our beds. I ain't guy.
Well, that's right. Nate wasn't in Colorado last year. Never mind. Just kidding.
I wasn't. Oak Bat Mountain. But I will tell you.
Oh, that is big news we can't talk about on this, though, I think.
Okay. I was wondering.
Good friends of ours. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if we could bring it up.
Good friends of ours. I don't see why not. If not, sorry, guys. Pat and Garen drew some really good tags in New Mexico.
Some would say some of the best.
Ain't it?
Some would say it's
one of the top three units.
The best.
One of the top three units.
And
like one of those units, there. What? How many? Like five out of staters get?
I think there's only five out of state tags, and they have two of them.
Yeah,
that's crazy,
like
man.
The average bull size there is 350, like 320, 330 to 350. Average
with ample amount of elk. It says
that's awesome, dude. Man, I'm so stoked. I'm jealous as hell.
Yeah,
but you know, I didn't even put in for New Mexico this year, so
I didn't either.
No, yeah. I didn't either.
And speak.
I didn't put in for Mexico, and I didn't buy my points for Colorado. Micah forgot to put in for Colorado.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to go or not.
Do you think? You'll be able to call and buy a tag over the counter, or do you have to just take the chance and drive out there?
You can buy a tag online over the counter if it's available.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so like there's a period. Like so, our unit, it's a draw unit now. We use it we did it as a second preference so we didn't lose our points. Assuming that they draw it again this year. Last year, I want to say there was like 800 something tags left over that you can buy, you know, because not too many.
It was a newly
yeah.
Transferred unit to draw. So there's a lot left over. So depending on how they adjust the tag numbers, typically I would say that you'd be able to either hit the second draw. Or because Colorado, and I don't understand Colorado's second draw and how it works necessarily.
Either.
But then after the second draw, there is leftover tags. So if there's any leftover, you can get them just online, call in, or you know, show up and buy it.
I'm curious if I can buy my preference point on the secondary draw. or not?
Good question.
To catch up with you guys. Since
I don't know.
Because I don't know if the listener knows. I can't remember if we've talked about this on a show or not, but I'm not going out west at all this year. Taking a two-week vacation in July with the family, and don't really feel like I should be taking another two-week one 2 months later. So I'm not going. But I want to, like, keep up, you know, on the points. So I was planning to buy a point for Colorado. I'm planning to buy a Wyoming point again. And I also missed Arizona. I was going to buy a point there. I did a shitty job of paying attention to stuff this winter. Kind of crept up on me. But so I'm curious if I can buy a point in that secondary draw. I need to find out. And I know Wyoming, you can buy your bonus points in July, so that's not a big deal. But
yeah, I'm more upset about losing out on my mule deer point, you know, because we got a few of those stored up. So, you know, I'd like to be able to get that point if I can. So right. Need to do a little bit more research.
See if you can buy one that secondary draw like right. Mike Cannon elk.
Yeah.
That's maybe a good question. I don't know.
Maybe this is the year that I draw Missouri elk. So we'll see.
Wait, did we miss that too? I think it's end of May.
No, that's not. That's May time frame. So I saw that look on Andy's face. He's like,
less and less people are putting in for it now. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's become less. I mean, I think the first year numbers, there was like over 20,000.
The newness is worn off.
Yeah, the newness is worn off. People kind of realize, it's just five.
How many tags do they give though?
It's just five.
Still five.
Yeah.
Still five. I think they are going to start thinking about opening up
the cow season. Did you get that survey?
Yeah, cow. They're going to.
Wonder if everybody got that survey.
I got it, and I can't remember what I put. I mean, because I don't know. I'm not down there. I'm not seeing the numbers. And, right. You know, you can tell me the numbers all you want, but I don't know what's best to do.
No, because I don't.
I feel like I said no too, but I could be wrong. I could have been, I think I may be indifferent or something.
I'd rather them wait until there's people are saying, like, there's elk everywhere, you know.
Right.
Right.
It's easier to knock numbers down than it is to build
numbers. Bring them back up.
Right.
That's just, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Is there? I mean, there's only a certain, there's like a certain number they want to hit, and they just want to keep it at that number. You know, right. They don't want them to get crazy, which I wouldn't mind. I know you farmers wouldn't want it, but I wouldn't care.
Dude, they could help us better with making raccoon season all year long.
Would
help farmers.
Yeah.
I don't know what their deal is about. Like, why are they protecting them so much? Why can't you hunt those fuckers all year long? It doesn't make any sense to me.
August 1st, it opens back up?
Yeah, like it's got a shorter season. Like,
it's silly.
Coyotes have basically a year-round season, give or take.
Yeah.
Why the hell is it not just like coyotes?
Coyote season is more than raccoon. Why can't we kill raccoons more than we can kill
And why
coyotes?
Can't we kill them with thermals for those 2 months? Like, all the same stuff, you know?
I think we have a valid show topic we need to get with some MDC people on.
Yeah, that would be good.
If they'll talk to us about that.
Just get some answers.
Why can't we shoot raccoons?
Yeah.
Right.
Why are you trying to protect those little bandits?
Trash pandas don't matter. No.
They're thick.
They are cute, though.
Thick.
They are. Cute. They are super.
Micah, you found one in a dumpster.
Yeah, we had one of
those.
we had one in our dumpster at work one day. So instead of, you know, killing it like should have, you know, we just put a board in there and it finally ran out. So
yeah,
we tried running after it, you know, put the fear of God in it, but I don't think it mattered.
But anyway, I will say, you know, bow fishing, I'm excited to do some of that, but I am actually most excited. My plan, and remember I said plan, is to do way more summer coyote hunting than I've ever done. Just because I want to see, I want to test that theory on the reset that we kind of talk about with John and you know, different folks about that reset that they have after pups have hit the ground. And I want to see some of that, you know, hard charging, like, you know, trying to protect the pups. And I just want to see if I can freaking call some dogs in during the day. Because I had a shit year over the winter time for the daytime side. And so I'm just trying to, like, you know, get back to my roots. So my plan is to do some summer stuff. Once turkey season's over and we technically can hunt them with rifles again during the day.
Yeah, I'm kind of itching. I want to get a new rifle. I want to get a 243. I want to, you know, take a page out of Andy's book. Get me a 243. I mean, I like my 22-250 for day, but my thought was get the 243, play with it during the day, have it backup youth gun for the kids, and probably put my thermal on it because I was not happy with the 6.5 Grendel for my thermal. So I figured it'd be an all-around decent gun. We'll see.
And Brandon,
right on. Our buddy Calder. Obviously, you guys know I'm a fail.
Obviously, you are. Yeah. And our buddy Calder, I have still not shot my 75s or 58s through my 6 arc. I'm sorry I failed you, but I haven't had time to go over there and shoot them and see what the speeds are. I'm planning to.
I need to get some from you.
Yeah, I'll give you half of each box, honestly, because that'll – I mean, each box is – I think there's 25 or 50 in each box. But I'll know right away pretty much which ones I'm going to end up on.
What works, what don't.
And I'm pretty sure I'm – planning on, unless the 58s just do something that blows my mind, I want to end up on the 75s. But who knows, maybe I shoot the 58s and they're just like screaming fast, and
so it just depends. Groups
that's important too.
Groups obviously will matter more for me than speed. I mean, speed obviously is important, but
you go fast and left, or wait, fast and straight.
Fast and left.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's our plans over the next few months. Show wise, man, we're just gonna try to keep having some shows. I'd like to start doing some Tales of the Chases coming up. I think we do have one lined up for next week, and I got another one on the pipe. So I haven't done very many Tales of the Chases lately. So I'd like to do some of those. I'm missing my stories. And listeners, if you've got some ideas for shows, send them our way. Because we're always looking for something new and different, maybe that we're not thinking of. There's three heads right here that are all thinking of different things and throw ideas out. But sometimes we kind of get stale with like what we're thinking, and we get in a rut with, you know, what we want to do. So if you've got ideas for shows, you know, send us a DM, send us an email, go to our website and shoot us an email, or our email is MissouriWoodsAndWater, all spelled out at gmail.com. So you can just shoot us an email there too, and let us know what you would like to hear. But I don't know, boys. What else you got? Any more bullshitting you want to do?
None that I can think of.
That's about all I got.
Okay. Well, then leave me the F alone and go to bed.
I'll all do right. whatever I want.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
See you, boys.
See you, fellas.
See you.